Okay, so we're on Yivamot Daf Samach Tet Amud Beis. In yesterday's Daf, the Gemara brought up, this was around 15 lines from the bottom. Last one line was Itmar. The Gemara mentioned Itmar, a Baal Arusa Tok Beit Chamiv. If a person has relations with his Arusa, so Arusa means the first stage in a marriage, and he's supposed to wait for the Nisuin, but he didn't wait for the Nisuin, and he was in his father-in-law's house. Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, Ushmul Amar Havlad Shtuki. So Rav says that the offspring is presumptively a mamzer, because we assume, just like she's having relations with this fellow, she's having relations with other people as well, which case would be a mamzer, we assume it came from the other people. And Shmuel says the Vada Shtuki is a Safek mamzer. But then the Gemara, a few lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom, last one line is Ika. Ika da Amri, some want to say, B'va'al leha, kuli amalo pliki, debatrei de shadinamai. Other people want to say that where the Arus acknowledges that he had relations with her, he says, in other words, he's pregnant, he says, I had relations with her. So then everybody says, we assume that it's the offspring from him. Bahachi Itmar, this was the machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Arusa She'ibra, two lines from the bottom. Arusa She'ibra, the Arusa becomes pregnant. Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer, Shmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki. So Amar Rava, Mistabra Milted Rav, below Daima Mine. Means logically, Rav's throwing a place. Lo daima means like he's not the it really comes out. The groom doesn't say it was him. He doesn't say that I had relations with her. In other words, he's not suspected of having relations with the Arusa. He says, but daima me'am, but he's rumored to be fooling around with a lot of people in the world. So then Rav holds that the blood is a mamzer, and Shmuel holds that the blood is a shtuki, it's a safek. On the top line in Ayin Amud Aleph, about daima me'nei. But it means if she's suspected with him, means he acknowledges I have relations with her. Afogav the daima me'alma, even though there are rumors that she's fooling around with other people, batrei de shadin alei, we would assume that it's the Arusa's offspring. So that's the way Rav understands the machloket between the Rav and Shmuel. Whereas they're talking about a case where he doesn't say I had relations with her, but we suspect. But the rumors that she's having relations with other people, that's when you have the machloket. So I'm a Rava, mina amina lo. Rava says, how do I know what I'm saying is the correct interpretation of the machloket in Rav and Shmuel? The katani, because we learned in our Mishnah, yalda tochal. Now this is talking about a case in the Mishnah. I'm not going over the whole Mishnah from yesterday, but if you look back in the Mishnah on some of Tenor Bays, it says on the second line, it says, Kohen Shabbat Bat Yisrael, if a Kohen has illicit relations with the Bat Yisrael, on the second line from the top, on Samach Tet Amud Beis, 138, okay, 69b, okay, so Kohen Shabbat Bat Yisrael, if a Kohen illicitly has relations with a Jewish girl or woman, lo tochal b'truma, she can't have truma, iber lo tochal, she becomes pregnant, she can't eat, but yalda tochal, but if she gives birth to an offspring, then she can eat truma. He says, Nimsa kocho shel ben gadol mishalav. So the koch of the ben is stronger than the father, his father. So back in our Gemara, he says, so I'm a rabbi, and I mean a lot, the katana yalda tochal. We learned in our Mishnah that if a woman not married, gives birth, and she can eat the truma. So hechidami. So what exactly is that case that the Mishnah is speaking about? Ilema de daima minei, velo dama mealma, srichle meimar de techul. If we say she's suspected of having relations with this fellow, but she's not rumored to have other people in the world, so do I have to say that, in other words, he, the father, is a Kohen? So do I have to say that she would eat truma? Certainly, in other words, he's the only, in other words, it means he says I had relations with her. There are no rumors she's having relations with other people in the world. Do I have to, does Tata have to tell me that she eats truma? Certainly. Elav, is it not that the case in the Mishnah is according to Rava? The daima nami me'alma. The case is, he says I had relations with her, but there are rumors that she's, having relations with other people also. And so, notwithstanding that, the Mishnah is saying we're going to assume that the offspring is from the Kohen, the one who says he had relations with her. Umahatam l'hai isura batrei de shanin alei. So, in the case of the Mishnah, she's not married to anybody. So, everybody is be'isur. In other words, everybody's out of wedlock. Notwithstanding that, I'm going to assume it's the one who said I had relations with her. He says, Hafa, in our case, which is when somebody had gone through Erusin, the first stage of marriage, to Lahai Isura. So it means to have relations with anybody else, that's a chiyuv mita because it's adultery. That's isura. Lahai hetera. If she has relations with her husband, it's not 100% green light because she still needs the isurin, but she's not like violating, you know, like all the other isurin that would be otherwise. He says lahai hetera lo koshko. Certainly, in this case, we're going to assume that it's from the one who acknowledges that he had relations with her. Let me do a few more lines, and I'll pause. So Amar Le Abai, so Abai says to Rava, the Olam Eimalach Kolheket Daima Mi Alma Afagav Daima Minei Amarad of Vlad Mamzer. I think you could still argue that wherever it's rumored that she's having relations with people in the world, even though he acknowledges that he had relations with her, nevertheless, there's going back with the Arusa and the Arusa. Rav, even in that case, would say the Vlad is a Mamzer. So Abai is understanding the Machloket differently than Rava. Rava says the case is where If he acknowledges it, then he says, in other words, the case is only where he doesn't acknowledge it. When he acknowledges it, we assume it's his. Abaye says, even when he acknowledges that he had relations, but if he's ruined other people, we still have a problem. Our mom's there. Uman Nitin, the case of the Mishnah, with Lo Dai Maklal. There are no rumors at all. In other words, no rumors. In other words, but let's see back to the Rashi, the third white line. When even Lo Dai Maklal, Mikami Hakim, it was prior to this incident, there were no rumors at all about her. Lavi Nave, Lami Alma. The Mishnah, no rumors about him or about anybody else. Hilchach Itzkechashwina Tokal, Yamina Bahak Biyat and Tabra. So now from the Veltarain, he comes forward and he says, you know, I had relations with her. So, yeah, so then she can eat Truma. But in our case, where she's in Arusa and there are all these rumors floating around, nah, okay, that's the way the Gemara wants to say. Who's in question? What do you got me, Rafi, then Donnie? Go, then Daniel, go ahead.
First case, it says,
Amal, Kamir, right, his father-in-law's house, right.
I'm sure you know that it's his.
No. Again, we said, what is the case? So, wait, again, let's go back. So we have a case of an Arusa She'ibra, an Arusa became pregnant. So Rav says the blood is a mamzer, and Shmuel says the blood is a shtuki. So Rava says the case that Rav and Shmuel are talking about is Delo Daima Minei. In other words, he doesn't acknowledge it that he had relations, and there are all these rumors that she's fooling around with all these other people. That's the case we're talking about. Yeah, so the earlier case is, let's go back to the Gemara. We didn't do that piece of the Gemara. So the earlier case was Rav said Shtuki. Milton Rav to Daima Mi Alma. Right. So there, he acknowledged having relations with her, but there are also rumors from the world about Lo Daima Mi Alma Batre Dei Shagin Alei. So that's the first, again, let's go back. The first way is that Rav says, Rav who holds the Vladis Mom's there, there are rumors that she's having relations with other people in the world. There's all these rumors. And about Lo, he says, to Daima Mi Alma. If it wouldn't be these rumors, we'd assume it's his. That's the first case, the first version. The second version is there are no rumors about him. In other words, he doesn't acknowledge that he had relations with her. And then, but there are rumors, that she's in the world that she's having relations. Then Rob has. So in other words, the difference is that in the second case, if he acknowledges that he had relations with her, according to Rava, then all bets are off. Then we assume it's his. That's in the second version. In the first version, it sounds like even if he's saying, you know, I had relations with her, but there are rumors the other way, even then we assume the blood is a monster. Those are the two ways to have it. Okay? All right, what do you want for me, Daniel?
Can't we apply the principle of with the Baal, talking about the married woman who also had relations with other people?
Yeah, right.
So as far as the trial is concerned, you say they're married. Nonetheless, he is the closest one to it, and it's maybe from a Derabanan level. I mean, B.I., if he had the Kavanah,
but there are other factors coming. There are other factors coming into play.
You cannot apply the principle. Bottom line.
Well, in other words, I think Ropi Lo Nachara Baal is like we assume that like children are the offspring of their parents. That's what we assume. But here, there are all these rumors that she's fooling around with other people, and they're not married yet. That's what's changing the whole...
Her husband admits that he was with her as well.
Well, that's this thing. We're going through all the variables. Okay, I'm going to go on in the Gemara, okay?
Do you allow them to stay together, even though there are rumors that she's messing around?
So I would think if it's just rumors and we don't have evidence, then I think we wouldn't let them stay together. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, now... So again, this is going back to the Mishnah from yesterday. So the Mishnah said, if you look back in the Mishnah, it says, on the fifth line, on Samach Tenor Beis, page 138, line 5, it says near a small Beis. Mishnah says, was it?
Speaking to
Rose. He passels because of Bia, but he doesn't passel because you have progeny that's the Eved. So the Gemara has a whole Utimta how a Bat Kohen could have a grandson who's an Eved Kanani. In other words, a Bat Kohen could have, in the Gemara's case is, back home in Israel, let's say she has a son, and the son has relations with a Shifcha Kananit, and so the grandson's an Eved Kanani. A grandson's an Eved Kanani. Okay? Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says we're on line 10 on Ayin Amun Aleph. Okay, so Ha'Eved Posel Mishum Bibakulei, so my time, so again, let's say she was a Bat Kohen married to Yisrael. So now she loses her Truma ticket because she's married to Yisrael. And then, but let's say the Yisrael, and then she has a son by that Yisrael. And then the son has a relationship with a Shifcha Kanani. And then they have a grandson who's an Eved Kanani. That's the case. Let's say everybody is dead. In other words, her husband is dead. The kids are dead, and the only one left around is the grandmother and his grandson, who's the Eved Kanani. So the grandmother's a Bat Kohen. Normally, she goes back to her father's house if she has any Zera. But she's got this grandson, but the grandson's an Eved. So the Mishnah says, Eved posel, ve'eno posel. The Eved is not posel. So now the Gemara explains the case, because my time, I'm a Christ, should be the deity of Ladan Eved Gomer. In other words, the offspring of an Eved belongs to the master. The Eved's not Yuchas after the grandparents, so it's a different parsha. So she goes back and she's back on the Truma gravy line. Okay, now then the Mishnah says Mamzer Posel Umachil. Let's take a look back in the Mishnah around line 10 on Samach Tenor Beis near the small Gimel. Mamzer Posel Umachil. So the Mamzer means sometimes the Mamzer who's a grandchild. He ruins the right to have truma, and sometimes he causes the peace of the person to be able to eat truma. So the Mishnah explains, it's posel machias. Let's say it's Bat Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, so now she's busy eating truma. And then she has a daughter, and the daughter has a relationship with an Eved Kanani or a Goy, let's say with a non-Jew. Yeah. So it's learning, this Tan is learning that the grandson is a Mamzer. So the Mishnah says the Mamzer is Posel and Ma'achil. So the, So the first case is so in other words, so the grandson was the mom's there. Is still part of the offspring. So the Mishnah says, if the grandmother was a Bat Yisrael, was married to Kohen, he causes her to eat truma. In other words, the only one left in the family is the grandmother and this grandson who's the mom's there. So, but she was married to a Kohen. And she had with the Kohen, she had a daughter. But the daughter's dead also. But the grandson's still alive. But the grandson who's the mom's heir is going to cause her to eat truma because there's still some offspring from that union, so she eats truma. That's ma'afil. But sometimes though, they cause them the other way around. Yeah, if she's a bat kohen married to Israel, so her right to truma depends on her not having any offspring. So everybody dies except for this grandson who's the mom's heir. She can't eat the truma. Okay. So that's what we're saying. The mom's here sometimes is the truma ticket, and sometimes it's like ruins the ticket to truma. So let's see back in the Gemara. So I'm sorry. Mom's are posomathia. So Tana Rabbanan, the Zera Ein law. So it says if she's the Bat Kohen and doesn't have any offspring, then she goes back to eat truma with her father's house. Ainly and Lazara. I only know that if she doesn't have any offspring, Zera Zara Minayin. How do I know that even if she has grandchildren, then she can't go back to eat truma. Tamalomar v'zera ein la mikol makom. So the Gemara here is darshaning the yud and ein. The Gemara takes it that the word ein can be spelled without a yud, like may ein bilam is spelled without a yud. So the Gemara says that even grandchildren count as children, and then that ruins in this case her truma ticket. So ein li el zera kosher, zera pasul minayin. So the Gemara says I only know if she's got kosher. Grandchildren. How do I know is there a pasul like a mom's there that also ruins her truma ticket? Tamalomar v'zera ein law a yena law. So the Gemara says again, ein law could be spelled without the yud. So with the yud, so ayin, like investigate and find if there's any way that she's got a grandchild, no truma. So the Gemara says v'afikte l'zera zara, but you're to use that for grandchildren in general, not using it like to the zera pasul. Zara Zara Lewitzer Cross. So the Gemara says, I don't really need a limud for grandchildren. Why? There's a rule in the Gemara that grandchildren are considered like children. And Rashi quotes the earlier Gemara in Daf Samach Beis. The Itzer Cross, the Zara Pasul. So I really need the Pasuk teach me that even Zara Pasul is attributable to her. So if she's a Bat Kohen and she was married to Israel, and the case was she had a daughter. And the daughter, had a relationship with a non-Jew, and this title holds that the offspring is the mom's heir, and then everybody's dead except for her and the grandson, so she can't eat the truma, even though the grandson is the mom's heir. So Amarle Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan, so Reish Lakish said to Reb Yochanan, Kiman, according to whom does the title of our Mishnah go? Mistami is going like to Reb Yakiva, the Amar Yish Mamzer Mechayvi Lavin. If you remember, we learned earlier in the Mesechtan Daf Mem Tet, there were a number of Shitot. Who is the mom's there, right? So in the Mishnah, so Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, call She'er Basar Shubalo Yavo, Rabbi Akiva. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said any close, incestuous relationship that's below Yavo. But then there were other opinions that said that Rabbi Akiva holds, even if it's just a lav, it's a mom's there. And then another opinion Rabbi Akiva holds, even an Easter essay would be a mom's there. So he says, so Rishash says, Rabbi Yochanan, come on, Rabbi Akiva, Mistama, the town of our Mishnah must go like Rabbi Akiva, because the prohibition against a Jew and a non-Jew is just a law, and yet the town of the Mishnah takes it that the offspring's a mamzer, so Mistama, the town of the Mishnah, is going like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Yishmamzer Mechav Yilavim. So the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabban, you could even say that our Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, who are Mechulak of Rabbi Akiva, and if you remember, we had the Chachamim on Mem Tet, remember, the Mishnah quoted, remember, Shimon HaTimni said, "Any chiyuv karet, then the offspring is the mom's there." But it can be like the chachamim. How so? He says, "I feel tim rabbanon, but obey chacham ve'eved modu." In other words, even the chachamim will agree that if it's a non-Jew or an eved has relations with the bas Yisrael, that the offspring is the mom's there. The chiyat rabdimi, amar rabiskabar rabdimi, mishum rabenu, because rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said the name of Rabbi Yischafar Abdimi, who said the name of Rabbeinu was Rabbi. Ovei kocham v'evet ababat Yisrael avlad mamzer. They learned that the vlad is mamzer, and Rashi quotes the Gemara earlier on daf nun beis. Okay? So we lahalakhamai said don't hold that way, but the Gemara is saying this Mishnah could even be like those chachamim. Let me just do three more lines, then we'll pause and take some questions, okay? Then the Mishnah said, so let's see back in the Mishnah again. This is a Mishnah from yesterday. So the Mishnah says, this is like six lines above where it gets wide on some of 10 days near the small Dalid. Kohen Gadol Pamim Shu Posel. A Kohen Gadol means she could have a grandson who's a Kohen Gadol, and sometimes he will passel her from being able to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, So the Mishnah says, let's say you have a Bat Kohen who's married to Israel and has another daughter, and the daughter marries a Kohen and has a son. That son is Ru'i to be a Kohen Gadol, Meshamish L'Gav Mizbeach. So that's Machil Imo Posel Eim Imo. In other words, the grandmother was a Bat Kohen. The grandmother was eating Truma when she was single. Then when she married Israel, she lost her Truma ticket. Now, if she leaves that marriage with no offspring, she goes back to her Truma ticket. But she had a daughter from that marriage. And the daughter, who was a Bas Yisrael, married a Kohen. And now she has a grandson who's a Kohen, who could be the Kohen Gadol. So let's say everybody's dead except for the grandmother, who's the Bat Kohen, and the grandson, who's the Kohen. So that Kohen Gadol, who's the grandson, he blocks off the grandmother from eating Truma, because the grandmother would go back to her father's house. Now he can't go back. So that's the way. So let's get back on the Gemara. So Kohen Gadol Pamim Shaposel. So Tanarabanan, we learned the Braisa. Harini Kaparat Ben Biti Kuza Shema Chilini Betruma. So the Gemara says, it's talking about like a grandmother saying, he says, Tanarabanan, Harini Kaparat Ben Biti, I'm like a kapara for my grandson, who's a Kuza. Kuza is like, Rashi brings down, a small kli. In other words, my grandson's a mamzer, but he is machileni betruma. He causes me to eat truma. How so? This is the case where it's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen. So if the grandmother was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, that's her truma ticket. And then the husband dies, but she had you know, a son with him, and the son had relations with, or they had a daughter with him, a son. And then the son, a shifcha, and then you're messing me up. I had it correct. Please, okay, let's go back. Please, everybody quiet. Okay, so she had a daughter with the Kohen, and the daughter had relationship with the non-Jew. And so the offspring is a mamzer. The offspring is a mamzer. She's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, has the mamzer grandson. Everybody's dead except for grandma and grandson. So that grandson is her ticket to Truma. So he says here, Harini Kaparat Ben BT Kuzan is like Zulzayin Gebench. He should have a bracha. He's a Kuza. He's a small Kli. It's like a mamzer, but he's Machleini but Truma. Because of him, I have Truma. The Aini Kaparat Ben BT Kada, and you know, like I'm not so thrilled with my grandson who's a Kad, is like a nice pitcher, because he's a Kohen Gadol. Shaposleini Ben Truma. In this instance, I'm about Kohen. I'd be eating Truma, but my grandson who's the Kohen Gadol. Okay, who's the questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
The mamzer grandson that causes the grandmother to go back to eat the truma, is that because he doesn't even rise to the level of a Jew?
No. In other words, if she was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, the grandmother was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen. That was her truma ticket. But then her husband died. But if she has an offspring with the husband or an offspring down the pike, then she could still eat truma. So the grandson was
even
a mamzer.
Even if he's the mamzer.
He's the only survivor. She and the grandmother and the mamzer. So that causes the mother to be able to eat truma.
Through the husband, in other words. Through the husband.
But it's right. It's through that marriage. Okay, what else? Any other questions? What's up there, Yosef?
The Mamzer case is the same guy. Your grandson was a mamzer.
Well, he's just saying, like, sometimes it flips over the other way. In other words, sometimes the mamzer causes you to eat truma, and sometimes the grandson causes you to eat truma, sometimes the grandson passes you from eating truma. Well, it's saying that even if the grandson is a Kohen Gadol, he can still, in other words, even there, he can prevent you. Okay? Okay. Hadron Lach Almana Yashkoch.
kuza in Persian means a katan.
Oh, so Daniel says kuza in Persian means a small kuza, but in the Gemara kuza. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. Hadrulak lamana. Okay, let's all focus on the next Mishnah and the next parak. We had this already a little bit, but with Daf Yomi, eventually you have everything. Okay. Ha'areel b'chol ha'tzmeim lo yuflu b'truma. So here we're talking about a Kohen, but the Kohen never had a bris. Rashi learns his brothers died from bris milah, so he didn't have a bris. So everybody was from, the parents were from, he's from, but notwithstanding that, he's an Areel, so he cannot eat truma b'chol ha'tzmeim. Anyone who's Tamei is Kohen, but he's Tamei, he can't eat truma either. But the wife of an Arel, the wife of a Kohen who's Tamei, could eat Truma, and their Avadim, the Avadim Kananim, could eat it. So it seems somewhat a little bit, you know, counterintuitive. In other words, the Arel, who's married to a woman who's a Bas Yisrael, the Arel can't eat Truma, but his wife can eat Truma, and his Eved Kanani can eat Truma, but he can't eat Truma. Let's see back on the Gemara. Now, Ptuadaka Kut Shafta, Ptuadaka means like, his testicles were injured, or chutzafka, his aver was cut off. We'll see in the Gemara. Pain, but so suudakan chutzafka, they can't come to kahal. In other words, they're not a regular bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry them. So suudaka chutzafka. Let's say you have a kohen who's the suudaka, or a kohen who's the chutzafka. Hey, no, it's not the way I understand it. Okay, let's hold off, and we'll talk later on in the Gemara about this, and wait till I finish the Mishnah, and then you'll explain. Okay, so psudaka kuchafka. I'm learning that his aver got chopped off. Okay, so psudaka kuchafka, hein ba'avdeyan yochlu. So they and their avadim. So he's a psudaka. He has an avid. He can eat truma. The avid can eat truma. He says unashem lo yochlu, but the wives can't eat truma because once he has relationships with the woman, he turns her into a chalala. She's having a relationship with somebody that she's prohibited to. But let's say he was married before, and then during the course of the marriage, he became sudako kurshavko. So then he doesn't continue to have relations with the wife. She can continue eating. She's still on the gravy train. The ezu psuadaka, who's a psuadaka, kulshinif suabates in shalom, his testicles were injured. He says, vapilu akatne, and even one of them. He says, Ukrut Shafta, who's a Khrut Shafta? Kosh Nechrat HaGid. In other words, the Gid, the Aver, was chopped off. Vinishtayer me al Tara, if a little bit of the corona is left, in other words, the cut is not so close to the body, Afil Kikhut HaSara, even a little bit of the corona, he's still Kasher. Okay, what do you want to say today? Do you have an explanation of another one? You said that. Okay. Okay. I can tell you
that. With being able to have children or not? Now, as if some of the atara is there, is that the halamina?
I will have to wait. It could be that's a cheshbon, but it's not necessarily, because Mar learns that even one testicle good, he still can't call the cow. Anyway, now somebody just wrote a sefer on psuadaka and who's psuadaka, not based on modern science. It just came out and what? Oh, is that it? Is that it? Okay, I don't remember the name person's name, but I know it just came out. Yeah, what's up? Correct. Okay, let's see. I got to move on to the Gemara. We're going to run out of time. Okay, let's look at the back of the Gemara. So Tanya should be Amr Blazer. Amr Blazer, Minayla Rael She'enu Chel B'Truma. How do we know that an Arael, a Kohen who doesn't have a bris, that he is not allowed to eat Truma? So Nemar Toshav Sachir B'Pesach, Nemar Toshav Achir B'Truma. We're going to set up a Gzeber Shava. By Korban Pesach, this is a Toshav and a Sachir, which means different types of Avadim can't eat the Korban Pesach. And it says Toshav Sachir by the Truma. Ma Toshav Sachir Amor B'Pesach, Arel Asurbo. So in other words, Toshav Sachir is just setting up like the telephone lines. It's like Zer Shava. I have similar words in two places, one halach from another one. So Toshav Sachir is just like the placeholder. But now the telephone line is set up, so I know that the Korban Pesach and Arel absolutely can't eat Korban Pesach, because it says before in the Pesach, Arel yokol Arel yokobal. He says Af Toshav Sachirim Truma Arel Asurbo. So too by Truma, it also says Toshav Sachir. So it teaches me that the Arel can't eat Truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer Einot Sarif. Rabbi Kiva says I agree that the Arel can't eat Truma, but I don't need the Gzeirah Shava. Harehu Omer Ish Ish. It says Ish Ish. This is the last portion of Shavua. He says, "Behutzaru ozav, but kadashim lo tokel." If it's a person says saru or azav, he can't eat the kachim. He says, and it means, and I think Rashi learns, where's Rashi here? He says, it's talking about Truma, right? And then with the Truma, he says, Vashem Shvatahir, Bachar Yil Kamen Akadashim, but it's talking about Truma, so Ishi Ish the Rabbona Ariel. So E, the double Lashon, Ishi Ish includes the Ariel. All right, that's the Brisa. So Amar Mar, so earlier in the Brisa, we quoted, Reb Lezer Omer, Nemar Toshav Sechir Pesach, Nemar Toshav Sechir Betruma. Says Tosha v'Sachir on either ends of the Zereshava. But Tosha v'Sachir more Pesach Arel Asurbo, just like by Pesach, the Arel can't eat the Korban Pesach, Ab Tosha v'Sachir more Truma Arel Asurbo. So the Gemara comments, Mufna. Now, Mufna means I have a superfluous term. In other words, so it could be Mufna mitzad echad or Mufna from both sides. So the Gemara is going to say that at least one side is Mufna, superfluous. He says, the Ilav Mufna, because if one side is not superfluous, we have a Kasha. In other words, I have a Gzeirah Shava, and I'm going to learn out, but if it's not Mufna, I can ask questions against the Gzeirah Shava. And here I have a question. In other words, the two are not comparable. Because by the Korban Pesach, if a person has Machshavas Pigul, which means he thinks that either he or the Mizbeach is going to eat it outside the right Zman, and then he eats it, he's Chayav Kare. And then Notar, if he eats it when it's Notar, he's Chayav Kare. And Tamei, you can't eat Truman's Tamei, you can't eat Kachiman's Tamei, but with the Kachiman's Tamei, you're Chayav Kare. So Pesach is, you know, a lot of very Chamor. So the fact that the Arel can't eat from Pesach wouldn't necessarily carry over to Truma. So the Gemara says, lie, indeed, if Nui Mufna, it is superfluous, so we're going to block off the question. So the first medium wide line, hey Mufna, which side of the equation is Mufna? Either Truma, if it's the Truma side, this is Mitzras Srife, all the words are necessary. The Tanya, we learn the Brisa, Toshav. Now the Brisa is going to describe to us what a Toshav and what a Sachir is. Toshav, Zechanui Kinyan Olam. Toshav means an Eved who's Nirtza. In other words, the Eved Ivri, who decides he wants to continue working for the master, so that's Kanui Kinyan Olam. Olam means Olam Oshel Yovel. He's Sachir, Zechanui Kinyan Shanim. So the Pasuk says, Toshav b'sachir, they can't eat the truma. So he says v'yomar toshav b'sachir, v'yomar toshav v'yomar sachir. So why can't it just say toshav, which is the nirtza? Bani omer, and I would say kenui kinyan olam eino ochel. Even the one who is a nirtza, in other words, the Gemara, the Torah says, you know, if it's kinyan kaspo, he can eat the truma. So here we have an eved ivri. So is that kinyan kaspo? So I would say even kinyan olam, he's in servitude and perpetuity. He said, Ochel, Kanui Kinyan Shanim Lo Kol Shkein. So the Gemara says, Ilu Kain, if I would just have one term, i.e. Toshav, Hayiti Omer, Toshav Ze Kanui Kinyan Shanim. I would have said, what is Toshav? That's when you're working for 6 years. About Kanui Kinyan Olam Ochel. So I would say, but Kinyan Olam, then you could eat it. So Basachir, but he made all Toshav. So it's like I'm opening up two blanks. Toshav is Sachir. So Toshav is the one who's sticking around for a while. Like that's the resident worker, that's the nirtza. And Sahir is like the Shanim. Shafbi Kinyan Olam Ein Ochel. So the point being, though, that the term Toshav Sahir on the Truma end of the equation are not superfluous. I need both those terms to teach me that the Eved Ivri, whether he's in, you know, a Shanim or nirtza, he can't eat Truma. El of the Pesach movie. So the Gemara says, rather on the Pesach side of the equation, now by Pesach it says the Toshav and the Sahir can't eat Truma. El the Pesach Mufna. So the Gemara says, "Hi Toshav and Sachir, the Katan Brahman Pesach Mainiu." What are the Toshav and Sachir by the Korban Pesach? So, Ename a Toshav and Sachir Mamash. So, if I'll interpret Toshav and Sachir the same way that I interpreted it by Truma, Yishim Dabli Toshav and Sachir Ifdalemi Pesach. Does it make sense? He's a Jew, and he just happened to sell himself as an Eved Ivri, or he became a Nirtza. Does it make sense that he would be patur from the Korban Pesach because he sold himself as a slave? But Kaimalan Gabi Truma Dlo Achil. We say that the same person cannot eat the Truma because he's an independent person. The top line on Amud Beis, Alma Lokani Le Rabbe. So we see his master doesn't have a full kinin in him. Sachinami Lokani Le Rabbe. So here too, if the master doesn't have a full kinin on him, there's no logical reason why he would not be fired on the Korban Pesach. Ela La'afnuye. So the Gemara says those terms are totally superfluous by the Korban Pesach. And look quickly at Tosfos, the second Tosfos. Elaf Nuyein. So Tosfos says, now, the way it works, I have superfluous terms. Yim Tomar, Kibashilaf Nuyein, Katav Sheker. So is the Torah writing a lie because it wants to have superfluous terms? The Torah says, the Toshav and the Sachir, cannot eat the Korban Pesach. But we said, they're chayim in a Korban Pesach. So he says, the katav lo yochabob heim ochlim. So Tosfos says we'll interpret it as meaning a non-Jewish workers. And it's not, in other words, it's non-Jewish workers, they don't eat the Korban Pesach. But it's so totally superfluous term because I have Arel lo yochabo. I know an Arel can eat it, and a Ben Nechar can. In other words, person who is like alienated from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so certainly a non-Jew can't eat it. So the top line, second line in the Gemara on Amud Beis, everybody with me? Ela la'afnuye. So the reason those terms are written by the Korban Pesach is to a superfluous term to make it immune from a question. Because otherwise we had a question. We said Korban Pesach is obviously more chamor than Truma. So the Gemara says, Vakati mufti mitzad achadu. But even after everything is said and done, so the Gzeira Shava is a Gzeira Shava between Korban Pesach and Truma. Just like Korban Pesach, Arel can't eat it, so too Truma, the Arel can't eat it. And I have one superfluous term on the Korban Pesach side of the equation. So the Gemara says, Vakati mufti mitzad achadu, that's on one side, the Shamina le the Reb Lezer. Now we're trying to learn within the sheet of the Tana of Reb Lezer. Remember, Bryce says, I'm Reb Lezer, minayin la'arel. The Tana Reb Lezer says, how do we know that an arel can eat truma? The Shamina le the Reb Lezer, the Amr mufti mitzad achadu le'me dinu meshivin. The Tana Reb Lezer holds that if it's mufna on one side, it's not immune from attack. Only if it's mufna on both sides, then it's immune. He's a makloket tanayim. He says, so we got a problem there because we're trying to learn the source for the Tana Reb Lezer, but it's only mufna on one side. So cave into the gufa lo tzarech. So the Gemara says the term is totally superfluous. I don't need toshav. I don't need safir there. He says shani chad alamed b'shani chad amalamed b'havle gzer shav mufna mishtei tzadim. So I could take like one term, put it here, one term, put it there, and mamela, then it will be mufna on both stadim. In other words, since the term is totally superfluous, so I'll say that one, in other words, is mufna. In other words, the toshav is safir by the pesach is superfluous, but I have two terms there. So I don't need one term there. So I'll take one term, put it, you know, imaginary by the truma, and then it's mufna mishtei tzadim. Okay, or let's just summarize for 30 seconds, then I have to really run the work because we're running out of time. Okay, so again, we're learning that how do I know the Arel cannot eat Truma? So we said, because I learned it from the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the Arel king Korban Pesach. And I have, you with me, Daniel? And I have Xerish Shav from Korban Pesach to Truma, Toshav Visachir, and Toshav Visachir. So Mila, I know that also that they can't eat Truma. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, now that I have the telephone line set up, who knows what we'll learn with the Gzeira Shava? Let's see, back in the Gemara, on line 8. Ima Pesach Onein Asurbo. Now, by Korban Pesach, an Onein is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Af Truma Onein Asurbo. So now that I'm set up with the Gzeira Shava, let's go. Let everything flow. So I'm not limited to Arel. I can learn other things as well. So with the Korban Pesach, an Onein is prohibited to eat the Korban Pesach. That's a debt of general didn't catch him. We learned that from Master Shani. So then by Truma to the Anin is Asurba. So Amr Yosi Bar Chanina, Amr Kra, B'chol Zar. So the priest of Pasuk twice, B'chol Zar, and we had this Gemara earlier. Zarud Amar Tilucha, a non-Kohen can eat the Truma, below Anina. So Anina, there's an override in the Pasuk that you can eat Truma in a state of Anina. So the Gemara says, Ema, below Arela. So if I have a Pasuk which is teaching me only this and not that, only non-Kohenim can eat the Truma, but not Aninut, maybe I should say only non-Kohenim and not an Arel. An Arel could eat Truma, and then, so Haktiv Toshav Asafir. So I have the Gzeira Shava Toshav Asafir. So Umara Ita. So how did you figure out, you have a Pasuk, which is teaching me basically a Ribui, and I have a Gzeira Shava teaching me a Miut. Gzeira Shava is teaching me that some people are blocked off from Truma, like the Korban Pesach. And the Pasuk is teaching me some people are going to be included in the ability to eat Truma. So you assume the Gzeira Shava is teaching me the Arel can't eat. And the Pasuk is teaching me the Onein could eat. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the Gzeira Shava teaches me that the Onein can't eat, and the Pasuk teaches me that the Arel could eat. How did you figure out which is which? So I have a Ribui and a Miut. This is all over the place. Trying to figure what's in the Ribui, what's in the Miut. So Umara Ita. So the Gemara says Mistabra is more logical. A Reilut Havale the Rabuyi. It's more logical that a Reilut is included in the prohibition against eating truma. Shekain Masim Krutim B'Davar Ha'Eved. That's a mnemonic device for the following items. Shekain, in other words, it's Mechusar. In other words, Ariel is a big Avla. How? It's Mechusar Ma'aseh. He has to do a whole action. Umasa B'Gufo, and the action is in his own body. Va'Anosh Kareid. It's a key of Kareid. In other words, normally, and could be in his circumstances not, but it's normally a key of Kareid. The Yeshon Lefnei Adibur was a mitzvah given before Matan Torah. Umilat Zachar of Avdav, Ma'akevet. And a regular person, if he doesn't give bris mila to his avadim or to the male and his member of his house, he can't eat truma. So he can't eat the korban pesach. So that's a good reason why Arael could be the one that's included in the prohibition. So the Gemara says, so that's more logical that Arael is in the Gzeirah Shavah. So the Gemara says, that drama, I think Pumpa cared. Anina Habalil Rabuye. I could argue that Anina should be out the door. Anina means when a person has one of his close relatives who die. So and so Anina is like for Dina Bailis the day until Kura your own name, but for Dina Kachim, it's even that evening, and some say Duraisa, some say Durabanan. So he says, Adraba, Anina Habalil Rabbi, I could argue that Anina should be out the door. Shkin Yeshna B'chol Sha'a means it's capable of constantly being repeated. In other words, a person has his seven close relatives, and he has relative A, and then relative B, or whatever, and C and D and E, so it can keep happening with the bris mila. Once you do the bris, that's it, it's done and it's gone. But no heged by Hashim and Hashim. And Anina is by men and women. Bris is only by men. But Abia Dilatakin and Atzmo. There's no way to fix yourself up from Anina. It just happens. So the Gemara says, notwithstanding that, Hanach Nefishan. But there are more elements of Chumrah by Arelus. So at the end of the day, it's more logical that Arel is included in the prohibition and more logical that Anina is included in the permission to eat the Truma. Now, just a few more. Rava Amar. He says, Rabbi says, even without the fact that Arelus has many more detriments to it, it doesn't make logical. In other words, if I set the Gzeirah Shavah up for Arelus, so Arelus is written by the Korban Pesach, not the Purush. So I have one thing to learn from the Korban Pesach. If I say it's Aninus, I'm learning from Master Sheni. So I say, just like Master Sheni, lo achalti boni mimenu, then so to the Korban Pesach. Then I'll learn the Gzeirah Shavah. So I have to do two limudim. In other words, I need like a double telephone line set up to learn Aninas. So there's an idea that we don't set up double two. So Rabbi says that it's much more logical with the Arel. Okay, I have to keep moving. I'm sorry. I will pause when we finish the daf, and then we'll take some questions, okay? All right, so everybody with me? Everybody awake?
Okay. My son is going into business.
It means that the Gemara had thought, why is it that I'm learning from the Gzeirah Shavah that the Arel can't eat truma? Maybe I should learn that the Onain can't eat truma. So Onain is not written by Korban Pesach. Onain is learned by Maaser Sheni. So I learned Pesach from Maaser Sheni, and then I'm going to learn truma from Pesach. So I have two stages to learn with that.
One step and two steps.
Yeah. Two steps. So that I don't learn two limudim with two midot. I don't learn the Gzeirah Shavah with two midot. Okay. So again, so we have the Gzeirah Shavah set up, and we're learning that an Arel can't eat the truma, but the Onain could. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, okay. Now the Gemara has more that it wants to do with this Gzeirah Shavah. Ima Pesach, Mila Zacharav Avadav Ma'akevet. So another din by the Korban Pesach is if a person's, male children, his avadim, don't have a bris mila, he, the master, the father, can't eat the Korban Pesach. Av Truma Mila Zacharav Avadav Ma'akevet. So why don't I learn out that for Truma it should be the same way? So that if I have children or avadim that don't have a bris mila, I can't eat the Truma. So Amar Krah, Umaltauto az yochal bo. Torah says, you give a bris mila, then you can eat the Korban Pesach. Milas charav avodah ma'akevet bo. Bo is like a limitation. It's ma'akevet bo, milas charav pesach, milas charav avodah ma'akevet betruma. So the Pasuk is teaching me it's only an ikuv by the Korban Pesach, not by truma. Ihachi, if that's the way you're going to learn the Pesukim, ema kol arel yochal bo. So I have also a Pasuk by the Korban Pesach, an arel can eat the Korban Pesach. Why don't I say boe no ochel, about ochel hu betruma? He says he eats the truma. So the Gemara says, Haktib tov shabasakir, but I have the Gzeirah Shavah. So now I have two psukim And I could learn either pasuk that that either the in other words, on the one hand I have the Gezeirah Shavah, on the other hand I have the limitations from two pasukim. One limitation is teaching me the din of Milat Zachara would only be by the Korban Pesach. The other is saying that Kol Arei would only be by the Korban Pesach. One of them I'm going to carry over to Truma. How did I figure out which one I'm carrying over to Truma and which one I'm leaving where it is? So the Gemara says, Umara Ita. So the Gemara says, Mistabra, Arelus de Gufa Habadli Rabuge. It's logical that Arelus, which is in the person himself, I'm going to include in the prohibition to eat Truma. Chin Masa de Gufo, it's an action takes place as Guf, Va'anosh Kare, and it's subject to the Kli of Kare. So the Gemara says, Adraba, Milat Zakar Vavadam Habadli Rabuge. It makes more sense that the prohibition should relate to the giving bris mila to his male children and his avadim. It means it could constantly happen at any moment. There's no limit to how many kids or avadim he can get. And so the way that's more common. So hanach nefishin. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's more elements by arelus. Someone to say, even if it wouldn't be normal, it was by arel, it still wouldn't get off the ground to say the other side. He says, does it make sense? In other words, the alternative would be that the Arel would be eating Truma, but he can't eat Truma if his kids are Arelin. He says, so in other words, that doesn't make like a logical conclusion. In other words, that he's an Arel, he could eat Truma, but he can't eat Truma if his son is an Arel. You know, that wouldn't be like a logical conclusion. Okay, let's keep going. Two lines from the bottom. Okay, now the Gemara says, Hasha da Amri bo the drasha hu da'ata. Now that you told me, whenever it says bo, it means this and not that. Kol ben nechar lo yocha bo lamali. So here we're veering to a slightly different topic, but we're taking Pesukim from Parsha's bo with the bo be'alev. He says, Kol ben nechar lo yocha bo means ben nechar could be like a person who is alienated to Shemayim. In other words, he's, let's say, you know, Obed Abodazara, whatever. This is Bo, Hamarat da Poselet, Bein Hamarat da Poselet the Maaser. So the Gemara has Limud that, in other words, he's like a Mumar. He's giving up the Torah, so he can't eat the Korban Pesach, but he could eat Maaser, and by extension, he could eat the Truma as well. Then the Gemara says, Kol Arel lo Yochobo lo Amli. What do we do with the Pasuk Kol Arel lo Yochobo that says by the Korban Pesach, Bo Eino Ochel, the Arel can eat the Korban Pesach, about Ochel Hupamatsu Marur. But he could eat Matzah Marur. So the Arel, he's blocked off from eating the Korban Pesach, but Matzah Marur, he's good with. Now, the Gemara says, Itzvichlim of Arel, Itzvichlim of Koben Nechar. So we have two Limudim, one by the Ben Nechar that he can't eat with the Korban Pesach, and the Arel. The Ikatav Rahman Arel, if the Torah only said the Arel can eat the Korban Pesach, he's like detestable before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. About Ben Nechar, it means physically. About Ben Nechar, Lomais, Ben Nechar is physically not detestable. Imalo, I would say he's not included in the prohibition. And if Torah said the Ben Nechar can eat Korban Pesach, he's not with the Das, he's not with the firm kite. About Arel, Libo L'Shamayim, Imalo. But the Arel, who's from, I would say he could eat it, Sricha. So the Torah teaches both. Okay, we have 60 seconds for questions.
Arel, we defined it have to be somebody whose brother's passed.
Yeah.
What if not?
Okay, so first is a whole machlok Rishonim. We'll do 60. Daniel asked that Arel is somebody whose brothers had passed away from getting a bris mila. So, okay, let's just do a few lines with this, and then that will be it. Now, the Rishonim debate with Rav Cohen.
What's his question?
He says, let's say he's an Arel. And his brothers didn't pass away. But anyway, he can't eat it. But we'll see in a minute. It's more shaykh. Let's say he's an Arel, or we'll see in a minute. Now, the Rishonim debate whether a Kohen who cannot undergo circumcision due to a dangerous medical condition is forbidden to eat Truma. First, the first Yisod, let's say he has a valid reason not getting a bris mila, can he eat Truma? Now, the typical exemption is made to a Machmat Mila, who his brothers died. Believe this. So Rabbeinu Tam, cited by the Rishonim, maintains that when the Mishnah excludes the Arel from eating Truma, it refers to one who willfully ignored the Mitzvah Mila. So Rabbeinu Tam learns differently than Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam learns Arel There's no reason why he couldn't do the bris mila. He chose not to do it. However, a kohen who is exempt from circumcision due to a dangerous medical condition may perhaps eat truma. So the way Rabbeinu Tam is learning. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf questions whether it's permitted to smear oil of truma on an infant prior to the eighth day when the mila obligation takes effect. Rabbeinu Tam argues that if an uncircumcised infant for the eighth day may benefit from truma oil, so may one who cannot have a bris due to danger. In other words, we see that there's a case where an uncircumcised kohen is benefiting from truma, like with the oil. So you see that it's not like an absolute prohibition. So Rashi to the Mishnah and Rashi and Shmos disagrees that there's even a kohen who did not undergo mila because of a dangerous medical condition is classified as an arel and may not eat truma, even though he's luckily exempt from having a bris. All right, there's more here, but we're running out of time. They're also talking about giving a bris with a person who's a hemophiliac, but I have to pull it today now. Okay, let me just end the recording one second. Oh, wait. I have more time. Wait, I forgot. We're 9:05 today. Wait. We have time. Wait. I forgot. Where? Well, one is totally different from the other. What does one have to do with the other? Yeah, okay, now, the Rishonim explained that Rashi determined that the term Arel in the Mishnah cannot refer to one who willfully ignores the mitzvah of Mila, because the Gemara would not refer to such a person in Libo L'Shamayim. We just said in today's daf, or a few lines ago, that the Arel is Libo L'Shamayim. So he says, so Rashi figured that Arel can't be somebody, you know, who just decided not to get a bris mila. He said the fact that the Gemara labels an Arel as one who is Libo L'Shamayim indicates that even one who is uncircumcised due to no fault of his own, such as because of a dangerous medical condition, is also forbidden from partaking in the Korban Pesach and from eating truma. Rabbeinu Tam, an explanation of why the Gemara refers to a willful transgressor of Mila as one who is libo l'shamayim, explains that the Mishnah is not referring to one who resists circumcision out of spite or because he denies the verity of the mitzvah, which is a person indeed cannot be considered libo l'shamayim. Rather, the Mishnah refers to one who failed to undergo circumcision because he fears he will die from the procedure or he's simply terrified of the pain. Such an individual is called an arel, may not eat truma, but he's nevertheless, in other words, I'm terrified from having it, but, you know, I don't go, it's not great, but it's still libo l'shamayim, since his refusal to undergo mila is based on fear, albeit unwarranted, and not because of an outright disloyalty to Hashem and the Torah. Now, he's got...
Well, it was a Paris decision, at least.
Well, but eventually, when he gets older, it's going to be his.
All right,
let me just do a few lines with this, and then we'll call it a day in 2 minutes. Now, the Torah obligates
Wait, what?
Are you talking? What?
Yes, before the Gemara said that the Amina you can't control what happens to you.
Aninas you cannot control, right?
But you can, as soon as you bury the mates, you're no longer an onay.
Okay, remember, first of all, remember, you have to divide Aninus by Avelus and Aninus by Kachim. So skip what you learned by Avelus. So Aninus by Kachim is the day your close relative dies, you're an Onain, even after the Kura. And then at night, according to Dereis, according to some, and even according to the
other. Right.
Okay. Aninus is not control. Okay, now the Torah obligates circumcision of all Jewish males, unless circumcision would endanger the individual. This is from the Digest. So he says, one of the conditions that pose such a risk is hemophilia, a condition represented by a clotting deficiency in the blood, such that the bleeding from even minor injuries can possibly become life-threatening. Some options have been suggested to be able to satisfy, to be safely circumcised even a hemophiliac child. Listen, I need everybody to mute themselves because somebody is not muted. Okay, now the Strasburger Rav, Rabbi David Horowitz, was asked whether a hemophiliac could be circumcised with a laser. Being that the laser cuts by means of burning the flesh, it usually does not cause bleeding, and thus would not pose a clotting problem. Rav Horowitz's response centers on the acceptable tool for performing the circumcision. Metal is identified as the optimal material for the circumcising instrument. However, in the absence of metal, any material that cuts would be acceptable. Rav Horowitz distinguishes between the instrument for ritual slaughter, it must be knife-like, and the instrument for circumcision, which must simply effect a cut. For this, the laser may be a cutting instrument. Thus, in the absence of other options, Rav Horowitz accepts the laser for performing a circumcision on a hemophiliac with some additional conditions. Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, the Minchat Yitzchak, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach reject this option. They reference the position of Rav Meir Arik, who was a gadol in Europe, that circumcision requires the hand's direct cutting action, and thereby question whether the laser's cutting action can be truly direct, since the laser is merely placed in proximity to the flesh and it burns on its own. Shmuel Bozner posits that even if we accept that the lady's circumcision is lacking in the cutting requirement, therefore is not considered a lack of circumcision, yet the result would still be the individual being no longer deemed uncircumcised, and therefore procedure should be performed. The Tosfos Yeshanim in our passage does not consider individuals whose brothers died due to circumcision prohibited to eat truma. And so, please, I'm hearing so much noise. Okay, since the removal of their uncircumcised state is beyond their control, with the availability of the laser option, writes Rav Bozner, the hemophiliac may not be permitted to eat truma because the opportunity to remove his uncircumcised status exists, even if it not be a locking circumcision. In other words, even if I would give him a break normally, but now he's a way to get rid of the oral. Okay, let me really stop this 1 second.
So he's no longer an arel.
In other words, if he doesn't get the circumcision, he's an arel because he has, right. Even if I would assume the other way, it's the other way. Okay, nice seeing everybody. Let me just end the recording.